How could I forget that name? And I know he's listening on the radio right now. I'm sorry, Bill. Providing nets to protect people against mosquitoes that carry malaria. Providing PETs, P-E-T, personal energy transportation devices, so that people who have lost the use of their legs or have lost their legs totally can now get around and buy groceries and things like that in their communities. All of these ministries are because of the United Methodist understanding of being Christ to the world by giving your time, by giving your talents, and by giving your tithe. Well, what about First Church? What do we do? What is our purpose here locally? I know that all of you have our purpose on your mirrors at home. So ladies, when you're putting on your makeup, you can read our purpose and go, yes, that is what we are about. Guys, when you comb your hair, you can read that and you will know that is what First Church is about. When you get in your car, before you put it in drive, it's on your dash and you read it so you will remember what First Church is about. You know, it is so important. I know you've memorized it because I've said it at least 400 times in the last 3 years, right? It is on our bulletin, and we realize that some people were ignoring the bulletin, believe it or not. Some people were ignoring the bulletin, and so we put it in bold letters on top of the bulletin just so everyone, there would be no question what our purpose is. Well, First Church's purpose is called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, in our community, in our world. Let's say that together. Matter of fact, many of you can probably do it with your eyes closed. I know you can. Here we go. We are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, our community, and our world. That's pretty cool, isn't it? You know, if you're visiting with us, you can say, yeah, so? What's that mean? Well, let's look at some ways that this is fleshed out in our community. Let's look at the Caring Ministries team. It's a team that cares for this community, this church community, by sending cards, by providing meals if you've been in the hospital or something like that, arranging rides to doctor's appointments, visiting the sick and the homebound, and on and on and on. That is a powerful, powerful ministry. But folks, this ministry can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. Think of all the times when we have child care during worship, and you've seen them come in this door during Kids Corner, right? We have them for worship. We have child care for meetings and rehearsals here at the church so that people who have children can actually participate in church activities. Folks, this ministry can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. And we need to understand we do all of that because it's about changing people's lives. Amen. How about Vacation Bible School? When we have all the children laughing and singing and learning about Jesus. This can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. Let's say that together. This ministry can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. And we do it because it's about what? Changing lives. Look at our evangelism team that gave away iced tea and lemonade at this summer's parade simply to provide people something to drink. People offered them money, and that was not the purpose of that. They wanted people to have enough refreshments. And this can only happen because of those in this church, let's say it together, willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. How about our volunteers in missions that goes to rebuild homes ravaged by hurricanes and other things?